Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Kurt Kresick. I serve Regent University as Dean of the School of Education. Joining me today is Dr. Whiting. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Whiting. Dr. Whiting is a professor at Regent University. He chairs the university's Career Switcher Program. We're going to talk about that today. And that program is for alternative teacher licensure. He's been a project director for a $1.25 million federal transition to teaching grant. He currently teaches courses such as Foundations of Education for Transitioning Professionals, Exploring the Curriculum, Classroom Management for Transitioning Teachers, and Professional Projects. Prior to joining the Regent faculty, Dr. Whiting taught at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Whiting's PhD dissertation is in the field of classroom community and how it may be affected by technology, and he continues to explore the dynamics of learning communities today. The current focus of his research is to investigate different aspects of school and classroom community in order to assist teachers to develop their instruction in ways that will connect with a diversity of learners, which is crucial for today. Getting to know your students on many levels with diverse backgrounds is one of the number one things right now that we're teaching. Whiting is also pursuing a line of research that measures students' perceived learning to investigate whether they may be relationships with their actual learning. This research includes studying the effectiveness of teachers in the classroom and their measurement of children's learning. So Dr. Whiting, thank you for joining me today. It's a pleasure. So Dr. Whiting, we're going to talk today about your program that you are the program director. It's called the Career Switcher Program. Can you tell me a little bit about the Career Switcher Program?
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, sir.
The Career Switcher Program is unique to Virginia. Although every other state in America now has an alternative licensure program that pretty much equates to Virginia's career switcher program. And in a nutshell, what each of these programs do is to take professionals from one walk of life and help them transition to become teachers. And in Virginia, this started around the year 2000. And began because there was a shortage of teachers at that time. Imagine that, because it goes in cycles, and we're in such a cycle right now in 2023. So back in the year 2000, Virginia Department of Education set up the Alternative Licensure Program for the Commonwealth and named it Career Switcher Program, which of course is a very good title. And we at Regent became a provider of the program in 2004. And we still are. We still provide
Excellent. The
program. And we've produced over 1,000 teachers for Virginia
Wow.
during that time. And we're pleased to carry on doing that right now.
Absolutely. 1,000 teachers. That's huge. What an impact. Question for you. So it's obviously, if I'm maybe in another field like business, and I'm interested in learning the art and science of teaching, maybe I want to be a middle school teacher, science teacher, or high school math teacher. How will your program accommodate me if I'm kind of working during the daytime? I've got a family to feed. What can I do?
You can join us and we'll help you transition to become a teacher, because about 10 years ago, we recognized this was a problem for busy professionals. So we put the program completely online at that time. And now, of course, post-COVID, many other institutions of learning are using online as their delivery medium.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been doing it for a long time, and we like to think we're pretty skilled at it. And because it's online, the people who come to us to become teachers can carry on taking their day job right up until they get hired to teach, at which point they become teachers. But they do their coursework in the evenings or weekends, in the middle of the night, whatever is convenient to them works for us. And so that's the way we operate it. And I know that our students really appreciate that flexibility.
Absolutely. It's key. I can imagine. I can remember when I was leaving the banking industry going into education, I had to drive to Old Dominion and take face-to-face classes during the daytime and make up my work hours throughout that day. And sometimes my day wouldn't end until 9 o'clock at night. So having an evening program where you can get online,
do the work at your own progress, maybe, but meet the deadlines or due dates could be crucial to get people moving in that direction. Tell me a little bit about maybe one of the courses that you teach, and then how do you know? Take me through that course. What do students learn?
Well, one of the most important courses in our program is the classroom management course, because if a teacher cannot manage the classroom, then the children are not going to learn very much, because the teacher's time is taken up far too much by disciplining, trying to prevent arguments, worst case, having scuffles and fights in the classroom. And so that course helps them, helps the incoming teachers, that is, to premeditate bad behavior before it starts. And one of the biggest factors we have found to help premeditate bad classroom management is for the teacher to have a good relationship with the children being taught. And so we really stress different ways of improving relationships between teacher and students in order to have a very good classroom management atmosphere in the room so that the learning can take place.
Yeah, I can imagine. Let me do two questions for you. Is that one of the teachers, not teachers, but one of the candidates in your program, is that their biggest fear? Is that one of the biggest fears, being able to manage the classroom?
Absolutely.
I can
absolutely. I mean, these people, some of whom are in their 40s and 50s, they're not all 20s and 30s, mm-hmm. Can well remember being in a classroom themselves that number of years ago, knowing that it was bedlam sometimes, and knowing that some students take great delight in baiting teachers and even throwing things at them, even back then. And
yes.
And so that is their fear. Am I going to be able to manage this classroom? Because all the children in the classroom are not as idyllic as I was when I was a child.
That's right. Homework for the students: go rent Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? And watch that. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay. It's funny. It's where there's chaos. He's an elementary, it's a kindergarten teacher. Big Arnold Schwarzenegger's chaos. And then he whips him into shape with a whistle and routines and things like that. The other question I have is, a lot of people may say, you know what, as a 30-some-year-old, 40-some-year-old, I don't have kids. How do I establish a relationship with, let's say, an 8-year-old that's in third grade? How do I go about talking to a student like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And find a topic of interest that you and that child can bond with. For example, the teacher might casually say, did you see that football match on TV last night? Was that I heard you singing in the hallway this afternoon? Do you like singing? And just small sentences like that can be the start of a conversation in the classroom. And the child, because let's not forget, these are children, they're not mature. And even though they might be 6 feet tall, they still might be immature. And quite often the child finds that this this adult is the only adult in his life that bothers to talk about stuff like that with him or her, because the parents might not care much. One parent might be in jail. Another parent might have, walked out of the marriage. Who knows? And so to have that relationship with a teacher is very, very important. That might work for, say, half a dozen children in any one class. Very difficult to establish a relationship with all 25. But if you don't try, you're never going to succeed like that. And so that's the sort of thing we recommend teachers that we train, the sort of thing they do to try to establish a relationship that is meaningful. If it's fake, it's no good. It's got to be a meaningful relationship. And that builds trust. And if the child trusts the teacher, it's far more likely that learning, actual learning, is going to take place.
Yeah, fantastic. Because when I think back and look at my own childhood through school, the teachers I remember most are the ones that took an interest in me. Hey, Kurt, I saw you at the game, or whatever it may be. So I do remember that. So that's crucial.
Exactly.
So
as teachers go through your program and they're working in a school division, is there support for them as they progress? Like if they take the coursework, learn how to become a teacher, they're employed, are there supports to help them their first year? We always hear about the first year teaching is the most difficult, and that's when most people determine, okay, is this for me or is not? What do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So all students at Regent, doesn't matter what their discipline is, have great support as they do their coursework. So if, for example, they haven't written an academic paper for 25 years, there are organizations in the university that can help them with that and help them write papers and get them on the right track there. In our program, I think the most important support feature is the mentorship, because when our teachers join a school for the first year of teaching, we provide them with a Regent appointed mentor. Now, every new teacher in Virginia is given a mentor by the state, and normally that mentor is a teacher in the school in which the person is working. And that's fabulous, because the mentor in the school can talk about the program at lunchtime, what to do in a fire drill, what if there's an intruder, those sort of building specific support systems that they need to learn about, very important. Our mentors are there, however, to support them as teachers. And so if they need help with classroom management, the mentor goes to the school, spends time in a classroom, has a breakdown afterwards, a debrief, that is, what went well, what did not go so well, to help the new teacher. If the new teacher needs help with lesson preparations, then again, use our mentor. These mentors are free to do that kind of work, because they, in the main, are retired teachers themselves or retired principals, so they now have the time and flexibility to do what I've just described. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the school appointed mentor does not have that freedom, because he or she is teaching children in their own, in her own classes. And so just at the moment when our person needs support because the, you know, for some reason the classroom management is not going too well, the school appointed mentor has to say, well, fuck you, sorry, I've got my own class to teach, best of luck. Whereas we can, that teacher can phone up the Regent mentor and say, you know what, I'd like you to come and see me this morning. And the mentor will go and be there right away. So that's a great support system.
Absolutely. And I totally agree, especially right now, post-COVID, with some of the tough environments in the schools, the state appointed, whether the school housed mentor that's being paid $300 to mentor a new teacher, finding time with everything else going on, sometimes it doesn't happen. So I appreciate that. Now, I've heard that you have terrific faculty. Can you tell me about what's the quality of the faculty that teach in your program? What makes the program so great besides your leadership? What makes it so great?
I'm really fortunate to have instructors who have got a lot of classroom experience themselves. So they've walked the walk as well as talked the talk. Some of them are still teaching, working in school divisions, and do adjunct instructing as well. And so not only can they deliver the curriculum of our program, they can add to it with personal experience, very recent practical classroom experiences that they have dealt with themselves that they can then pass on to our trainee teachers.
Excellent.
It's a great, great asset. Really is.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Can you tell me about any superstars that you put in the classrooms? Anybody that, that's been recognized as a standout? Any of your students who are now full-fledged teachers?
Too many to hit. A lot of good teachers out there that have been through the program, and it'd be wrong of me to name names.
I got you.
But what I will say is that one of the assets they bring to the classroom is their past personal experience. Mm-hmm. I'll give you some give an example. Right at the beginning, I explained this is called an alternative licensure program. That means it's an alternative to a conventional teacher license program, which historically takes about 4 years to complete. So conventionally, again, a young person, maybe 18 years old, goes to college and finishes 4 years later with a bachelor's degree and a teaching license. And so, and then gets hired to teach the school. So off he or she goes, starts teaching. But if you think about it, that individual might be a very good teacher, but in terms of life experience, very limited, because went to school as a child, went to school as an undergraduate, and now is back in school as a teacher. So the whole life really has been centered around a school. The people that come through our program have been in the military, they've been in business, they've been doing all sorts of things for 10, 20, sometimes even 30 years. And so they've got a wealth of life experience. So when a child says, excuse me, Mr. Smith, why am I, you know, I hate this subject, why do I have to learn math? The teacher, instead of saying, because I told you to, get on with it, can say, because you need it, and can give very understandable real life experiences of how math was crucial to that teacher in a different scenario, a number of different scenarios, so that the child can understand, hey, I do need this. I do need to learn this.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. It reminds me when I was in high school, I struggled with geometry. And it wasn't until my shop teacher, we built a shed, said, well, you're doing geometry. And I could connect what I was doing with cutting the wood and studs and building the frame, framing out the shed, that I was doing geometry when I was cutting the angles. And that's when I got it. So that experience, besides, you know, that two instructors kind of giving me different viewpoints, I can see where somebody with that real life experience had come in and say, well, look, here's why you need it, because I've been there and done that, and this will benefit you. So that makes sense.
Yes, it also helps, I think, in terms of going back to the classroom management thing, because these teachers are mature people, they're less likely to be influenced by bad behavior from a child. They've had children of their own. They know how to deal with that kind of situation. Whereas a conventionally prepared teacher who might still only be 22, 23 years old, it's all a shock and doesn't have that world experience in order to see the bigger picture and calm children down and get them back on task.
That's a great, that's fantastic you said that, because that is it in a nutshell. Tell me, how long is the program? If we're looking at 4 years in a traditional program, or, you know, undergraduate, how long would it take me to become a teacher if I start tomorrow?
If you start tomorrow, it'll take you a little bit longer. If you wait until the summer, we offer a three-month condensed program. And in fact, that's become so popular that we're going to offer that three times a year.
Okay.
Because of the demand. People want to become teachers. They've made their mind up. They want to get in there, get their license. And so we've condensed the time taken for the program to accommodate that. But we haven't left out any of the subject matter. So sure. If people want to do that condensed version, they just have to work a little bit harder, a little bit longer in the evenings in order sure. to achieve it. But 3 months later, they've got their provisional teaching license and off they go.
Wow, and change of life, different career path. You know, from one coming from K-12 education, it is an honorable position. It is a fun job. There are so many positive aspects to teaching. If somebody's interested in the region in your career switcher program, what do they do? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, it's very simple. They simply go to www.regent.edu and then do a search for career switcher, and up it all comes. And the website is comprehensive. It explains how to apply to the program. It explains what the prerequisites are to join the program, and explains what the courses are that you will be taking, and it gives all the information required there. Of course, it gives the contact numbers and the email addresses to follow up with. So www.regent.edu, search for career switcher.
Excellent. Dr. Whiting, I want to thank you for talking about your program today. And for our listeners out there, again, if you want to become a teacher, listen to this podcast again. Teaching is an honorable profession.
and a lot of fun too. And I want to thank Dr. Whiting. Dr. Whiting, thank you so much today.
My pleasure.